This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day state visit to Seychelles this morning to attend the country's Golden Jubilee National Day celebrations as the guest of honour. This will be his first visit to Seychelles since 2015. The Ministry of External Affairs said an Indian Armed Forces contingent, along with two Indian Navy ships, will participate in the celebrations. During the visit, the PM will hold talks with Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Hermini to review the full spectrum of bilateral cooperation and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the country's first cooperation-based taxi service, Bharat Taxi, in Gujarat today. Senior functionaries from the cooperative sector, representatives of various institutions and more than 4,000 sarthis associated with Bharat Taxi will participate in the program. Bharat Taxi is a digital mobility platform built on cooperative principles. It will initially be launched in 14 districts of Gujarat, including Ahmedabad, Surat and Vadodara, with plans to expand its services across the state within the next month. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has announced the deployment of 1,000 advisory personnel across the country and the upgradation of the trade portal to help businesses maximize the benefits of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA. Addressing the 10th annual UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, "The India-UK partnership has expanded beyond traditional trade to encompass strategic sectors such as technology, sovereign AI, critical minerals, defence and clean energy." Department of Atomic Energy Secretary Ajit Kumar Mohanty has inaugurated the world's first hydrogen production facility based on the copper-chlorine thermochemical cycle. The facility uses nuclear process heat from the Fast Breeder Test Reactor at the Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu. In Kolkata, the death toll in connection with the Taratala building collapse has risen to 16. The injured are being treated at SSKM Hospital. Police have arrested six people, including a government official, in connection with the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Abelardo de la Espriella on his victory in the Colombian presidential elections. In a social media message, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. de la Espriella for a successful tenure, saying that he looks forward to working together to further deepen bilateral relations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a U.S.-mediated framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon aimed at achieving lasting peace and security. The proposed deal includes a ceasefire contingent on Hezbollah halting all attacks and withdrawing from southern Lebanon. Announcing the framework, Rubio described the agreement as the first step toward restoring stability, while acknowledging that the path ahead would be challenging but equally vital. Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S., Nada Hamadeh, thanked the leaders for hosting the talks. Lebanon's ambassador to the U.S., Nada Hamadeh, welcomed the initiative, and Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Yekiel Leiter, called it a historic development. The United States has conducted strikes against Iran, saying the action was in response to a drone attack on a cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz a day earlier. The U.S. Central Command said its forces targeted missile and drone launch sites, as well as coastal radar installations across Iran overnight. India Meteorological Department has said thunderstorms and lightning are likely over parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, eastern Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand and Lakshadweep till Monday. Heat wave conditions are also expected at isolated places over Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. In FIFA World Cup 2026, France defeated Norway 4-1 in Group 1 clash at Boston Stadium in Massachusetts, U.S. Ousmane Dembele scored a first-half hat-trick, helping France to finish at the top of the Group 1. In another Group 1 fixture, Senegal defeated Iraq 5-0 in Toronto. And that is the end of this news bulletin.